Welcome to the Diz Love Podcast with Vanessa and Chris. I'm Vanessa Ferguson.
And I'm Chris Johns.
We'd like to welcome you to show number 64. And for any listeners joining us for the first time, our show features things we love at Disney. And in each episode, we have a guest who creates Disney magic for our listeners at home or on their Disney vacations. From vacation planners to product producers, our guests can bring Disney magic into your life. And as a reminder to our listeners, we appreciate if you could take time to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform where you listen. We always give these listeners shout outs on future episodes of the Diz Love Podcast, and that helps new listeners find us as well. And we appreciate everyone who's left those ratings already, including those customer ratings. Those are all greatly appreciated. And on today's show, we will be joined by Eric from Live the Magic Supply Co., whose shop features amazing shirts, beanies, bags, and much more. And what did Eric do for our listeners?
He did some awesome for us. He gave us a special code. You receive 15% off your first purchase. Use the code DISLOVE to receive the discount. It's 15% off your first purchase. Use the code DISLOVE. And if you, after your first purchase, you're going to receive a second coupon code for your next purchase. So, wow, it's like buying the first thing helps you get the second thing at a deal. That's awesome.
Correct. Yes. And they've got some really cool things, especially with the new release of Soul. So you'll definitely want to check out everything that they have in their shop. Now, this is coming out at the beginning of February, and what's the holiday that's coming up soon, Chris?
February. I think Valentine's Day.
Yes, Valentine's Day. And so before we hear from Eric, we're going to talk about romantic restaurants at Walt Disney World. Now, we've been to some of these ourselves, and others are on our bucket list. And I would like to note that as of recording, this is February 2021, I have condensed it to the restaurants that are open right now at this recording time. There are several that would normally have made this list but aren't open. So I did not put them on the list. I thought that was kind of a fair thing to do. What do you think, Chris?
That's fair.
Yeah. So now most people on if you go back and pull any article pre-2020, the top of the list would be Victoria and Albert's, which that still remains closed at the Grand Floridian. And we've had friends that have all kinds of great things to say about the chef's table and how amazing. So sadly, since it's closed, we're not going to look at that number one choice that people do typically add to the list. Now, I will say we have six different restaurants that we're going to talk about, and they're in no particular order. I wouldn't say one's number one and one's at the bottom of the list. We just kind of the order that we found them. And hopefully, I know on some of these, people pronounce them differently. So I'm going to pronounce them the way I've heard majority. You might pronounce them differently. I find with some of these Disney restaurants, it varies quite a bit. So the first one is Narcoossee's at the Grand Floridian. And that's right on the water. It's off the dock. It's a really beautiful setting. You have the view of Cinderella's castle. We've actually had a reservation here and then we ended up changing it for some reason. I've heard fabulous things about them. You can also, we've known friends that have had their wedding receptions there. So it's a great restaurant location. It's really nice right on the water. We've actually been to a dessert party not too far from where the restaurant is located. And when there are fireworks shows, I thought the Grand Floridian Marina, there was a pretty good view when we were at the...
Excellent.
Yeah.
So I remember that one time we went to that one thing.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
The dessert party at the wedding.
We met some very nice people from Brazil.
Yeah. At the showcase.
It was very nice.
Yeah. So it's a very similar view. So you still have the Cinderella's Castle, even without the fireworks going on, a great place to look. Now, the second one is the California Grill at the Contemporary Resort, and that's at the top of the resort. We've not eaten there. I have a good story about California Grill. So they have West Coast cuisine. It's really known for their food. They've had a really great brunch on Sundays, on the weekends, and you have amazing, breathtaking views of the Magic Kingdom. I have personally saw the views before, and it's a really sought after reservation, especially in those times with fireworks. Their food is supposed to be amazing. Now, Chris, do you want to hear my story about California Grill?
I would love to.
I don't know if you'll remember this. This is before we were married. My parents and I, we had some family members meet us who lived down there. My friend was with us as well. It was on Mother's Day, so we weren't there for a romantic dinner, but we were there for celebrating our moms. And we had a reservation, and we kept waiting and waiting.
How long did you wait?
A very long time. And come to find out, there was a famous person there that well known for Disney stuff, and they kind of cleared out a large portion of the restaurant for him.
Give me the show.
From our childhood.
the show, please.
Okay, Full House. That gives it away.
Oh, it's got to be John Stamos.
Yeah, John Stamos. Well,
I'll give you this. John Stamos is famous, but he's not Clear the Room famous.
No. So what?
I mean, other than Uncle Jesse, you couldn't tell me one thing he's been in.
Well, and this was back when he was married to Rebecca Romijn.
Again, yeah. Other than what? Other than that, what was that science fiction show she was in?
I can't even remember.
Other than that, what has she been in? I mean, I understand you want some privacy, but Disney. Don't sit center stage.
Yeah. So what happened, what they did, this was Mother's Day, so a very busy day. And this was back in the early 2000s, so many years ago. But what they did is they cleared part of the restaurant for him. And we were just waiting so long. We were frustrated. We went downstairs and we were going to leave the hotel. And at the concierge at the Contemporary where the restaurant is, we asked, is there anywhere that we can get in? It's Mother's Day. And at that point, it was like 8:30 at night. They were able, this is highly unusual. They were able to get us in. What is our favorite restaurant on Disney property? Now Ohana. I'm going off and yeah, they got us in Ohana. That was our first time ever going to Ohana. And now the rest is history. We go to Ohana all the time. Wow. So that is my tangent about the California Grill. I'm sorry that went totally off romantic restaurants, but California Grill, I was supposed to have eaten there. I haven't yet, but I've heard great things about the food. Now back to what we're really talking about today. The third restaurant on our list is Le Cellier in Epcot at the Canada Pavilion. We've eaten here several times. Steak, really good cheese soup. I like the risotto there. They have the good pretzel sticks. We had the cheese soup and the pretzel sticks at our vow renewal. The ambiance, it reminds me of a wine cellar, wouldn't you say? Like the, when you go to Le Cellier.
Oh, yes. It has that very nice ambiance.
Yeah. So we've eaten there quite a few times. You have the beautiful gardens, the Victoria Gardens right outside. It's very picturesque. I like the food there. I like the steaks there. They are open right now, which is a benefit. And they have some nice desserts there as well. So I think that's always been a pretty good, safe choice, wouldn't you say?
Excellent choice.
Yeah. So that is one great option in Epcot. We're now going to move over to Animal Kingdom Villas in Sanaa. And this, of course, is in part of the Kidani Village. And I think we would like this. We've eaten at some of the other restaurants at Animal Kingdom Lodge. We've not been here yet. But they have African cooking with Indian flavors. And then, of course, you look out over the savannah. So I think with that food, we would enjoy that cuisine with the African and a little bit of the Indian.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
So we like Indian food a lot, especially since we were exposed to quite a bit when we've been to India. So that is definitely a place that I want to add to our list. Now, the next two are also places that we have visited before, and these are also both in the theme parks. The next one is Cinderella's Royal Table at the Magic Kingdom. And of course, that's in Cinderella's Castle. And this is even right now, they have some of the socially distanced character experiences there. The food's very good. They've had like the set menus. They've had different options. We've eaten dinner here. Do you remember what special day we ate dinner at Cinderella's Royal Table? I think we've eaten there twice, but do you remember the special
anniversary?
It was actually the day after our wedding. It was our first dinner as a married couple.
Wow.
Yeah. So we ate there the day after we were married. So it's a nice place to celebrate a special occasion. You often see people have engagements and things there. It's, of course, I think it's really nice to go at night, even when there's not fireworks. It's just pretty looking out over the park. You're on the backside of the castle, of course, so you're looking at Fantasyland. So just really picturesque. It's just cool as you go up the staircase to go to the restaurant. We've really enjoyed our experiences there. That is when it is a little bit more expensive restaurant, just like some of these options are. So depending on your budget, they also will often do special events during, like when there's some of the after hours parties and things, like during the Halloween party, they've had special dining experiences and things there. So Cinderella's Royal Table is a great option. And then our last option of those that are open is Tutu Italia Ristorante in the Italy Pavilion and World Showcase. Great comfort Italian food. It's kind of got a nice ambiance. We've eaten there with friends before and we enjoyed the food. I would say there's nothing that was totally extraordinary in terms of it was just a lot of your typical Italian fare, but it does have a nice ambiance. They have a good wine selection. So it is a great place to have a nice quiet evening. And World Showcase, I think at night, you can't really go wrong with most of those restaurants. If you're having a date night, you can go and have a nice meal, walk out on the World Showcase. Even just walking around and looking at the shops and things like that is just a nice evening out. So that's a great one to kind of finish out. So we have several that are, we have the two in Epcot, one at Animal Kingdom Village, one at Magic Kingdom, and then Contemporary and Grand Floridian. So you have quite a different array of options depending on if you have a park day or not. Remember, you do need to have a reservation. And especially for those at the resorts, you have to have a reservation if you're not staying there to be able to even go up to the restaurant. So make sure that you take that time to do that. This gives you a wide array of options, whether you're looking kind of for that traditional steak dinner, want something a little more exotic, or just maybe something more Disney. I would say that Cinderella's Royal Table falls under that picturesque Disney sort of experience. So this gives you a wide array of options. And of course, there's quite a few that you're thinking, well, why wasn't this one on this list? Why wasn't this one on the list? There's quite a few that would normally have been on this list that are temporarily closed. And we hope that many of those will open back up. And next time we talk about a similar topic, we'll be able to add those back in. There's, of course, some other ones in World Showcase and some other ones at some of the different park or some of the different resorts that would normally have made this. But this gives you a good variety. As I've said, we've been to quite a few of these on the list. I now want to try a couple more of them that we haven't been to before. So hopefully next time you're planning a romantic evening out, you can check out one of these options and have a great evening, whether it be celebrating just you as a couple or even for special occasions. These are all great things to be able to do. So we are looking forward to now sharing a little bit about Eric and all about his business with you. We would like to welcome Eric to the show today. His business, Live the Magic Supply Co., offers all kinds of really cool hats and shirts and bags and all kinds of different merchandise, and we are excited to have him on with us. He also has a great page, Mouseketeeric, which has a really cool blog and lots of neat information that we're excited to have him tell you all about today.
Hello. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be with us. And for anyone who listens to the show, they know that we always like to ask an icebreaker of our guests and find out a little bit about what you enjoy at the parks. And so lately we've been asking guests, what is your favorite type of souvenir to get when you visit any of the Disney parks?
Oh, no, that's a loaded question.
I know, right?
I collect, like, a lot of Mickey Mouse stuff.
Oh,
I did
cool.
The I didn't collect all of them because it's quite a pain to try to collect all of them.
Sure.
But I got most of the Mickey Mouse main attractions from his 90th birthday.
Oh, very cool.
I'm only missing, like, January or February, so if anyone has an extra one, send it my way.
Right.
But the Minnie Mouse one from just this last year was the most difficult challenge.
Yes,
to try to get
those.
With the whole merch pass situation and everything. But
yes.
I got most of them.
Wow, very cool. I know we don't live near a Disney store, even one's about 45 minutes away, so it's like really hard for us to be able to get any of that stuff. So that's awesome.
And
how many
being like furloughed, you don't have the money like you did,
right,
like,
yes, yeah, that's for sure.
You can't afford eBay.
Well, maybe in a couple of years we can fill in those missing ones, right?
Yeah, hopefully I can find them for cheap on eBay.
Right.
But for now, it's just like lounge fly bags are my other big thing.
Oh, I love those too, for sure. Now, of course, we want to hear all about your business and what are the products you offer connected to Disney.
So we have a little bit of everything for everyone.
Yeah.
We started with a lot of shirts and apparel type items. And then last year when we did our big rebranding and relaunch after taking a year hiatus,
mm-hmm.
We rebranded, relaunched, got a domain and our website. We're all fancy now. But we started with t-shirts because we felt that would be easy. And then me and my team at the time, we made an entire collection of masks And we have one face mask for every Disney princess.
Yes, those are so cool.
And those are designed by my good friend, Minnie. You can find her on Instagram at Minerva Mouse.
Awesome.
There's a dot in between Minerva and Mouse, just so you know, like, how to enter it on Instagram. And we do have a new one coming out around March, maybe late February. Cool. For a certain new person to be joining the Princess lineup.
Nice. We'll have to share that on our page once you guys release that, for sure.
I know. We still need to design it. We're trying to figure out, like, it's hard to design a product when the movie hasn't come out yet.
That's true. I can imagine.
So we're, like, looking at concept art, trying to be like, what do we think is going to be most important?
For sure.
So we're having fun designing that and coming up with the beginning design phases. So the masks are definitely our top sellers right now.
Right.
With being in lockdown and having to be socially distanced.
Yeah.
And then we also have some accessory items that we're starting to kind of dive into. We have some handbags, beanies. We just released a new soul shirt.
Yes, your soul stuff is super cool.
We have a couple shirts and a beanie, I believe. And then we just launched in January, Rock the Dots tote bag. Nice. It wasn't going to be a full collection, but right now we just have the tote bag. We're seeing how it goes. Maybe sure. We'll add on to it.
There, and I know living in Michigan, I love that you have all the different beanies because it's very cold here.
Oh, yeah. It's hot here in California where I'm based, but we know we have our East Coasters and it gets pretty cold over there.
Yes, for sure.
all of our friends at Walt Disney World and Florida and that side of the globe.
For sure.
Perfect. Now, you know, with that, you know, you mentioned the rebranding, but what was the inspiration to start the business in the first place?
So we started, well, I started it first, I believe, in 2016. I was just out of high school.
Okay.
So it was like 2015. I was just starting college, and then 2016 came, and I saw on Instagram, I was like, ooh, all these people are like doing this small business thing.
Right.
Because there was like the Lost Bros and Cakeworthy was just kind of starting out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, ooh, I want to do that. I can earn money
right
selling my artwork.
Right.
So I go to school for art and design. I'm a studio art major.
Okay.
So it was a pretty easy decision to just dive into apparel and
right
do stuff like that. So I started on a website called Redbubble, which is kind of like Etsy, but
yeah,
kind of more geared towards artists and digital artists. So I started on there, and you can actually find some of our old designs. I don't think they're all that great, but if you want to check us out on there, we're still on there.
Sure.
But we took a break in 2019.
Okay.
To rebrand, I got a team of my friends to kind of help with the initial launch.
Right.
To get started, we renamed ourselves to Live the Magic Supply Company, which the name is from the Disneyland 60th Anniversary Fireworks Show.
Oh, wow.
So it kind of takes a mod from that, but it kind of had the deeper meaning of that anyone can live their magic. No matter if they're near a Disney theme park or staying at home,
yeah,
we all have that little touch of magic, like, deep within us.
Oh, for sure. Now, when you are talking about your different products, how do you mm-hmm. think those can add Disney magic to our listeners and your customers' lives?
Well, especially the mask, like I mentioned earlier, I feel like that definitely, like, a want. Well, not really a want, it's a need.
Sure, yes.
Right now. So I feel like that's definitely a way to add just that extra touch of Disney magic to your wardrobe. And we tried when designing it to have like different colors for every princess. So
sure,
even if you're not Disney bounding, it right. still kind of goes with your outfit.
Right. Which is your favorite one of the masks, of the princess masks? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, gosh. There's like 14 of them. It's hard to choose.
Sure.
Because each mask has kind of their own like things that make them special.
Right.
I do like on our Princess Jasmine one, we kind of did a homage to the Bee movie.
Oh,
okay. And they have Genie as a bumblebee.
Oh, cool.
Which is kind of a nod to the Be Yourself line from the movie. But yes. It's drawn as the bee from the Bee. I don't remember his name, but...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yep.
So that's kind of a fun little nod. And nice. Then I like the way that Minnie just drew the kid. She has this... like talent of making anything look cute.
Yes, for sure. Yes, she does a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
Moana might be my favorite out of all of them.
You think so? Now, I'm excited because I know you just launched like a new line for Soul. Do you have what is your personal favorite when you look at some? I know you have Ratatouille and you have Soul and you have other ones that you've done over the holidays and different things. Do you have a particular shirt or beanie or something that's one of your favorites as well?
I really like how we designed the Soul collection.
Yes.
I'm just really proud of how it turned out. Because we have the beanie that says "Find Your Spark" with a piano. I thought that was kind of clever. And it was hard because the movie just came out, so I was like, I don't want to include spoilers.
Right, that's true. Good point.
So I decided the easiest way to go about it was doing a piano as the S, the Great Beyond, the Great Beyond as the O. The Great Beyond as the O. And then on our long sleeve shirt option, we have the beanie design on the front of the shirt. And then on the sleeves, we have all of the different items that 22 collects throughout the entire movie. So I think that's a fun kind of nod.
And I do like on your long sleeve shirts how you have the designs on the sleeves because that really adds something extra. Because even like your Ratatouille design, I notice it's just really cool how you have on the long sleeves as well, that extra detail.
Yeah, I always like to add kind of that extra detail because it's one thing to have just like a phrase or a saying on the shirt, but adding the designs to the sleeve just kind of adds that extra bit of magic and kind of brings you into the movie that being represented.
For sure. Now, I know you have your different products on the website. If I were to order something, let's say I was wanting it for a gift or just because I was going on a trip down the road, what is the turnaround time when I place an order?
Our turnaround time, depends based on product.
Sure.
Some products right now are made to order just because of the pandemic and delayed shipping time. So we usually tell people 2 weeks at minimum.
Okay.
Just because they are made to order.
Sure.
So you purchase something and then we buy it from our manufacturers and then they ship it to us and then we ship to you. So it's like a 5-step process.
Oh, okay.
But we're hoping to like start to get inventory so we wouldn't have to have such a 2 week to like a month turnaround time.
Sure, right.
But we definitely try to communicate that with our customers. Like, it's going to take a while.
Be patient.
Plan ahead.
Right.
Be patient.
And for this year, you have a new line called Year of Stories where you're releasing different products every month. Could you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Yes. Yeah, so the Year of Stories kind of piggybacks off of our existing collection called the Destination Collection.
Okay.
Which we have a different shirt that's kind of done in a postcard style, kind of graphic.
Sure.
But right now we have Route 66, Arendelle, Fraser Falls, Montanui, and Agrabah.
Oh, cool.
But for 2021, we want to do a Year of Stories. So every month would be a couple shirts and products and apparel all themed to a different land in a Disney theme park.
Wow. So that's very cool. And we'll make sure to share some of your most recent ones that you have with our listeners. And then in the different months, we'll try to get those from you and share those throughout the year as well. So people can check that out all year long.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what we have coming out in February, but I do know May is definitely going to be Star Wars Land, Galaxy's Edge.
Sure.
Or Force Awakens. And then kind of towards October, we're going to do New Orleans Square with Haunted Mansion.
Oh, awesome.
But October probably going to be a double month because we also have the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World.
Oh, for sure. That's going to be big, for sure.
So it's probably going to be a two-in-one special.
Awesome.
You know, and Eric, you've mentioned all these awesome designs. Where can people go online to find them?
So, yeah, we have our website, which is www.livethemagicsupplyco.com. And you don't need to put anything before or after it. It's just one website. You can find us on Instagram at ShopLiveTheMagic, on Twitter at LiveTheMagicCo. But just go to Instagram because that's what I remember to use the most.
Sure.
Kind of lacking on Twitter. And you can find me on Instagram at MouseKeteric. That's MouseKeteric.
Awesome.
It's a pair of my name, Mouseketeer, Eric, just smash them together and you got my username.
Awesome.
And I'm pretty sure that's it. We also have a coupon code for all of your listeners.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So if you are listening right now, starting January 29th, so by the time you guys are listening to this, we have a coupon code for all of you guys, which is DizLove. Very easy, very simple to remember, and you guys will get 15% off of your first order with us.
Wow, well, thank you so much.
And then once you guys order, you get another 15% off. We're just that generous.
Wow, very cool. And we'll make sure to put the offer code as well as all of your links in the show notes so that way people can find you and really check out some of your cool merchandise because you have some really amazing things to offer.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, thank you again, Eric, for taking time to be with us today. We appreciate being able to hear all about your business.
All right, thank you for having me.
Thank you again to Eric for joining us today. And don't forget, Eric created a special promo code just for you. Use the code DizLove to save 15% off your first purchase. And after you make that first purchase, he's going to give you a second coupon code on your next purchase.
Awesome.
That is wonderful. And again, that discount code is DizLove. Use it. Buy yourself something nice. You deserve it.
And of course, we are going to round out today's show with our 2-minute trivia and our Wisdom from Walt quote. So, Chris, you are up.
So one of the, you know, the things we talked about, we mentioned weddings and romantic activities.
Sure.
You've seen couples that have been married in front of the Disney Cinderella's castle, correct?
Yes.
What is the ceremony fee for this location? And this is according to DisneyWeddings.com.
I know it's changed in the last few years, the minimums. I'm going to go with the...
Just the venue.
Yeah, there's a menu.
Venue I don't know minimum. I don't know this wedding talk.
I'm going to go with 50,000.
You're a little high.
I was thinking 40.
But it's still a lot. $30,000.
Wow, I was thinking 40. So wow, that's even better. It's a better deal than I thought.
You know how much it is to get married like in front of the entrance?
At the
main gate?
Are you talking about by the train station?
No, like the main entrance where you drive in. It's free if you do it quick enough. So
we only support official weddings through Disney.
Look, if you can get married quick enough and do your vows, more power to you.
We'll ignore Chris's comment there. All right. So we are very interesting. We're now going to end with our Wisdom from Walt quote. And I thought because we were talking about love today, this was a perfect quote. It's very short, but I love Mickey Mouse more than any woman I have ever known. So that is a very fun quote from Walt. I wonder how his wife and his daughters felt about that. But anyways, we want to thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the DizLove podcast with Vanessa and Chris. I'm Vanessa.
And I'm Chris. This podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings, and it is intended for entertainment purposes only.